You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Today we'll first of all say a prayer before we start. Pastor Ladibo is, you say a prayer, because the other day I was here with Ladibo Johnson, the lights went out about three times and we ran out of the studio. It was in pitch darkness. We do apologize for that. These things do happen. And sorry, we can't refund your transport fare. In the days of first subsidy, morning, Ladibo. How are you? Ladibo is an official, is a top official of the NNPP. Yes. Every time I think of you, he's wearing the cap. I told him to, he must wear the cap. And Jawasi, one of these days will show up in Kano, you know.
Is it red and white?
Red and white.
The Red Revolution.
Is that what your party says?
That's a Kwankosia cap. The Kwankosia cap, yes.
Now, is the Kwankosia movement embedded in the NNPP, or is the NNPP an outshoot of the Kwankosia?
The Kwankosia movement,
yes,
as a group or as a caucus,
mm-hmm.
Moved into the NNPP.
Moved into the NNPP.
The NNPP was an existing party.
Mm.
It's been there for some...
Like so many.
So many years. And but when we moved in, I think we were able to lift the profile of the party.
Did you buy it?
No.
No, because, and I'm not kidding, the truth hasn't been told yet about, like for the Labour Party, the truth hasn't been told about what actually went down. Remember there was a Labour Party before Peter Obi?
No, of course. Look, uh-huh. When we had decided, taken the decision to move out of the PDP,
mm.
the Labour Party, because Julius Abure, the national chairman, is my very good friend.
Mm.
The Labour Party was actually my party of choice.
I see.
But Senator Kwankwaso, in his wisdom, thought Labour was touchy because they had existing cases in court about supremacy within the party, and it's come out to play with this Apampa, what have you, and everything. Mm. So Kwankwaso felt, no, don't let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to England, and by the time I got back, I was told, I was in Gambia. And our national leader, Kwankwaso, called me just 3 days after I got to the Gambia. I said, Ladi, where are you? I said, Excellency, I told you I was traveling for 2 weeks. He says, you have to come back home. We have a party. So we have to start moving in. So that was the... That was it for my holiday. Mm-hmm. The rest is history now.
What is it about Kwankwaso that attracted you anyway?
Well, first time I met you, you were in the PDP. Yes, it's a good question. The reason, I always tell Kwankwaso that, look, those who knew me through my student union days will say Ladipo is a capitalist. Mm. So I always say...
You look like one.
I always say to
him...
I always say to him that, look, I shouldn't even be in the same party with you.
Mm.
Kwankwaso is a bit left of center. Free education, free health, this.
Mm.
And the reason I'm with him is that, one, I know that on day one, he knows what to do.
Okay.
He's got the experience. Two, more importantly, or most importantly, I know that he cares a great deal about the masses. You see, the government in Kano, what he did, it's all about the masses and what have you. And so I was willing to leave some of my capitalist tendencies and begin to look at, okay, maybe we could have free
Let
education.
The poor breathe.
Exactly. Mm. Those are the main reasons.
Is there any offshoot of the Aminu Kano? Thank you very much. Is there any offshoot of the Aminu Kano influence?
Oh yes, definitely. The colors are from Aminu Kanu.
This is red.
Yes, it's is actually red. Red. Why you remember Aminu Kanu always used to have a red cap?
Red cap. Yes.
Yes, with a black suit. And white shirt.
Yes.
So the red, white, and black is actually from Aminu Kanu.
Yeah, but you are just red and white.
No, you are meant to have. It's meant to be red, white, and black. So at times.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you are not complete. We should send you back again.
So I have blue canvas instead of black shoes.
I noticed. That's the in thing these days. If you don't want to fall down as
exactly.
you grow old,
no, for it's better on the nerves and on the feet.
Yes, and on the feet. You know? Yes, as age comes, you can see. Let me lift my feet up. You can see. There
yes.
you go. Okay, so now you have a governor in Kano. Now let me ask you a question. I read somewhere that the governor, I need to be right if he's the one, was thanking the president for not interfering in the elections. Is that true?
Well, that's true. He
really?
Yes. Personally, I am not one to... Those who know me know me. I won't say that I wouldn't have thanked them. Because
yeah.
if you're thanking the president for not interfering... That is implying that the judiciary is open to interference. Mm. You understand? So I wouldn't have said that, but maybe because I'm a legal practitioner. But yes, he did. He did
yeah.
say that. And a lot of them have said that. But I think they're trying to make a distinction between the president and the vice president and the APC Kano State chapter. Led by Ganduje.
Do you think they deliberately did one of the things? Do you think they did Ganduje in to shrink his powers before he becomes a monster in their own hands? Did that ever occur to you?
Well, if you say they did in, you are saying that they interfered with the judiciary.
I said, did you think? I used the word thing. I'm not a lawyer. I said, do you think? You know, you see, because this is what it is. There was so much tension before that judgment.
Yes.
And we thank God it went your way.
And
yes. I'm not endorsing whether you are deserving of it or not. That's not for me to say. But I do know that had the results gone the other way, we might not be sitting in this studio here today.
Oh,
you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah. I can tell Nigerians, having been involved in the entire process, from the announcement of the results to the tribunal, Court of Appeal, and Supreme Court, and relating with the people on ground in Kano, and also other parts of the north. It went from being a Kano issue to being a northern issue.
Mm.
There was so much tension. And you recall, we had, when I say we, the National Working Committee of the party,
mm-hmm.
we had protest. I'll call it a protest. It wasn't violent. We went around some of the embassies, the... African Union, the ECOWAS, and the European Union. And I made a statement at the European Union. I said to the lady, I said, we will not be held liable if things snowball out of effect if they continue with what they're doing. Now, some of my friends said, were you trying to blackmail the Supreme Court and everything? I said, no. I was just stating the fact. If the whole of Kano explodes and Plateau explodes and the whole of the North explodes, it is natural they'll now start saying, oh, it's Kwankwaso's people.
Yeah.
It's this and that. And that is not the case. A few people voted, a lot of people voted for Abba Kabir Yusuf, but not... all of them are NMPP members. You understand? How many of us are politicians?
Well, I think I don't have any proof. It's just my thought concerned persons, based on security reports also, could have said to them, because at the time, the whole country was very restless.
Yes.
And they just created a crisis in Rivers. Mm-hmm. And it was like, if there was, for example, there was any opera in Kano, it would have spread very quickly.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Very, very quickly.
Definitely. In fact, so one or two people in Abuja, I was in Abuja on the day of the judgment at the Supreme Court. One or two people mentioned later in the evening, I can't recall who now, they were like, wow, this Supreme Court has spoiled things. Those are people who want the country to go downhill, to erupt.
Hmm.
That they were waiting for the people of Kano to come out against the judgment so they could take
they
advantage.
Could take advantage.
You know,
you can't run away from thinking like that. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-02-02-01-465-7190. By the way, yeah, the only NMPP person I know in Lagos. Do you have other? Yeah, the most outspoken.
You actually know some of them, I'm sure, if you see them, you know, facially.
Who?
And what?
Like who?
No, you know some.
Who is the chairman? Who is the state chairman?
Our state chairman now is, you might know her. She's an actress, but she's been in politics for long. Ronnie Diko.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, she was in PDP for many years. And
never,
then came.
What about
came
the secretary?
Out. The secretary, Sheriff Oladejo, he was in. Not your own sheriff. He was. He's been in. We met him in NPP.
In NPP.
He's been, yes. So.
So you do have a presence?
Oh, yes, we do.
Have we seen Oladipo Johnson running for governor?
No, not at the. Not with the present. Well. You with the present economic circumstances, you want to go in there to try to do something. But 3-4 years is a long time in politics.
Mm.
So at the moment, I'm busy at the national level trying to...
You've never had any feel... For example, I wish I could take part in politics, you know. at least do something for my people. Why are you looking at me kind of funny? You think I can't be a politician?
It's weird.
It's weird, yes. You know, it's if sharing that I sit with every day. So you've never had that. But why did you leave the PDP, though?
No, look. Unfortunately for us, most of our parties do not, even if they have an ideology, they tend not to push the ideology all the way. Mm. When we left the PDP, it was due to internal problems. Mm. I don't want to open up
old wounds,
but we left and we were there at the formation of the APC. If you recall, there were about five governors from PDP that left, including Kwankwaso. By that time, I was already in the Kwankwaso camp.
Okay.
So we left as a team at that time. The former vice president, Atiku, left. Saraki, etc., and some of the governors. And the issue at that time was with President Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
But that is history now.
Yes.
We left. We went to the APC. We found that they were worse than the PDP. Indeed. And, of course, we then moved back. But a lot of us, the younger ones, wanted us to start a smaller party and grow it, saying that, look, forget 2023. Let's just... You understand? Use it to build and then come out in 2027. But the older ones like Buba Galadima and Kwankwaso and some others felt that We had to pivot back through the PDP. And unfortunately, even though they went back to the PDP for a short while, the PDP itself played some games during the zonal congresses.
They will tell you, the PDP will tell you for free that it was Tinubu and APC that got them, that caused some internal maneuvering. Some internal maneuvering that led to...
Well, I won't... Look, it's natural that if you're in the party at the center of the park or whatever, you try to ensure that there's no peace in the opposition parties.
Yeah, we know understand that.
For instance, as we're in the NNPP. We've had internal crisis going on. In fact, it went to a stage where during the court process, those that we expelled went to the press. All of a sudden, they had very good funding and they kept going to the press every day. And I know who funded them.
Can you tell us?
No, we know now the man at the helm of affairs in the APC and whatever.
Olorioko.
You understand? They not him or Olorioko party now. So they kept going round everywhere. Today, this TV station, tomorrow, this radio station, and everything. And
you know, when it comes to propaganda, you can't beat those guys.
And they now started saying that, Abba Kabir Yusuf was not a member of the party. He was not a member of the party. And now that we won at the Supreme Court, some of them have called us to say, let's come back together. You know, so...
Were you close in any manner to Funchal Williams?
I think my... Well, that was it for me. In 2003, I was the candidate of the PDP for the Federal House of Reps. Suleye constituency won. I was the first person that Gbaja defeated. Funchal Williams.
Would you try to defeat him now?
He's now chief of staff. You understand? So you know, the Funchal Williams was my person. He was my leader.
Yeah, I think I met you with him.
Yes,
Funchal Adetiba.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. You were in Apapa constituency.
No, Sule. I've always been in Sule. Funchal Adetiba was of blessed memory, was at Apapa constituency, yes.
You know, I had lunch with Funchal Williams.
And we were the Network Alliance.
Yes. I had lunch with Funchal Adetiba and Funchal Williams in Ikoyi.
Okay.
The Saturday before he died.
Before he was killed.
Before he was killed.
He was murdered.
It's amazing, you know, they can't find the murderers.
Well.
But the remote and the guys who actually did the killing.
It's a shame. I'm not so sure that there was...
an attempt to find them.
There was the political will to find them. Mm. I'm not so sure. It's a painful memory.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Yes.
It Captain. Hurts.
Because I believe that, and I said this boldly, that... if Captain hadn't died, the political situation, at least in Lagos, would have been totally different.
Oh, definitely. Captain, as far as we know, as far as we were concerned, and let me say something sensitive here now. As far as we know we're concerned, Captain won in 2003.
Of course not.
Now,
that's a given.
We believe, and he has confirmed it, and that is that Atiku Abubakar enabled our not winning Lagos at that time. That's the PDP. And he's told us, he apologized for it, and the rest is history, as
it's
we
history.
Say. You understand? The person...
But he would have been the candidate for AD.
Oh, yes.
There's no doubt.
Ab initio for in the first place.
In the first place.
They said he wasn't part of...
But they survived. They all got it now. He came back to haunt them.
I tell you, when history is written, properly documented...
Yes.
And we look at the rise of the president, then we'll see a lot of things that happened along the way.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. We don't want the lights to go off again. Because that day, as soon as the lights went off, I was going under the table and I met Sheriff there. We'll take a short break and I'll be right back.
Okay. You're listening to Jimmy Dis right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes. Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I still have Mr. Ladiko Johnson. Mr. Ladiko Johnson, Mr. Yen has been on you for too long. When is it? We know you are close to tradition, so how come you're not a chief yet?
I have been running away from that.
You've been running away, but you've been offered.
Yes, I have. But I might, funny enough, yesterday,
yes,
exactly. I had a serious conversation with someone talking about that it is high time, come and do this, come and do, but in no, yes.
No,
no,
you have a governor. You have a governor. I assume you'll be quite close to the governor. You can practically work in on him.
It's not my style to work.
I know, but yeah. What I mean.
Yes,
is that
we're quite close.
Because
yes.
It'd be nice to talk to him.
Oh, anytime. Yes. We're quite close.
Yes, it'd be nice to talk to him. Me, I'm not going to Kano Shao.
He comes to Lagos. When he does, I'll let you know.
Sheriff, I don't travel. I don't travel by air locally. I haven't done that for close to 10 years. And I've been vindicated in the social media. I saw people fanning themselves in a Nigerian plane. Fanning themselves. How hot. How hot the butt yet. You know, they were, I don't take chances. And I can't go to Kano by road. That would have been nice. I want you to close your eyes and remember what it would have been like back in the days when you could take a train.
Yes.
Let me refresh your memory, those of you who don't know and get informed. There was a time in this same Nigeria Railway Corporation, there was a time they had this coach with three rooms.
From Edo,
yes. All the way to Kano. He's a coach, he has three rooms, he has a kitchen, he has a toilet and bathroom. Yeah. So as a family. So if the three of us were going to Kano now, we'll each take a room, we'll just...
Yeah.
Pay for a coach, take a room, then maybe we'll cook in turns. But there would also be a kitchen. There was a kitchen, and you could go eat in the restaurant.
I remember when we were younger, twice we went, my aunt was in Jos. And my grandmother, during the holidays, it was my grandmother that went with us, all four siblings.
To Kano?
No, we went to Jos. Jos. Twice, it happened.
In this coach I described.
Yes, the train, yes.
Train.
So it was really nice.
Nigeria used to be good. 0700-993-993-993. 0201-465-7190. I would like to thank from the bottom of my heart, Pastor Ladipo. God must have heard your prayers. They said before you do something, God knows. Since yesterday, God knew that this program would take place. And Pastor Ladipo prayed, and God has answered the prayer.
Amen.
Okay, so let's take our first call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, who's speaking, please?
Mrs. Oboli, me too. I prayed for you now.
Mrs. Oboli, then you didn't pray for me. you are talking to Kofi Batez this morning. When did you pray? Okay. Oh, yeah, let's have your question, your reaction.
Okay, good morning, sir. Your guest. Please, let me greet you, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning, ma'am.
As you were talking about Kano's issue, something kept ringing in my head.
Mm.
Uncle Jimmy, assuming we had stood our ground the way Kano people stood their ground, do you think this presidential election, they would have given it to somebody else and not this person.
I'll answer then. I like my guest. Luckily, it's a discussion program, so we are both allowed to give our perspectives. But since it's a man, if it was a woman, I'd say ladies first. But since it is a man to man, I won. The truth is this. I think, first of all, it was a wise decision, if these intrigues we think are true, to let Kanu take it, because everything was already on the edge. And there was this thing that people were beginning to think that the APC were getting unduly greedy. Okay? So you can get a feel of what we're thinking on the outside. That is my take. I don't think anybody, the way Nigeria is structured now, very few people can stand their ground, because those who are leading you themselves, you might not know, at some point might even have been compromised. They could have led you down a dark alley. Okay? But I think Nigeria will get better with the level of awareness and so on and so forth. So, over to you, sir. What do you think?
Yes, I think you have a point. And Nigeria, well, ought to get better. When I say ought to, is the problem I have, and going to what the lady said, is that we the people, we're not there yet. There's more awareness. I was pleased that quite a few people got involved, you know, last election, whether for Peter, whether for Atiku, you know.
Yes.
It was good. I hope that it is sustained, because the bottom line, let me just say it, is that in Nigeria, what is rightfully yours, they will not give you.
Unless
they know. I'm sorry to say this on radio. It's wrong.
No,
we used to say it in student unionism. It's the balance of terror. Unfortunately, that is where Nigeria is. Unfortunately. I'm not saying people should take to the
streets
or violence. But when people realize that there will be consequences for whatever they do, then they're not mad,
yes.
You understand? Their wives, their children, everything. They go to the market, they go to school. They'll come home and say, daddy, no. No. Public opinion will not take this.
But also, I think this is the best way I can put what I want to say, is that I don't think the struggle for democracy has even started.
No.
But it will start.
Yeah, we're coming to the end of the beginning.
End of the beginning. it will start. It will not. I don't expect in another 3 years for me to feel the way this gentleman on my right led me into doing something I'd never done, and for me to feel the same way
same
I felt
way,
that
yes.
day. What I mean, in case you don't understand this. This man, he was the one who said I should come and cover the elections here, the governorship, and he ran away. Umeho. And I became traumatized.
Mm.
I was, and I don't think Helene More has actually gotten over it.
Okay.
And Miriam, who was here, the horror that we felt here. I don't think history will repeat itself. I hope not.
I always tell people that when you're doing yours, as we say in Nigerian English, when you're doing yours, it's all right. When I start mine, then you now start to say, let there be peace. Let there be this. And I, yesterday, I still told a friend of mine, I said, the reason you all want to japa, you are going to an established society. They struggled for their established society.
Not just that. Omo then go suffer.
Mm-hmm.
They never tell you the truth.
I know that.
They never tell you the truth.
I know that.
What you go through. Do you know, every time I travel to the UK, the kind of inquiries I get about people wanting to come back home.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, yes.
A lot of things you see are a facade.
Very true. Very true.
It's a tough world.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I mean, a lot of them are left with nothing. The only reason you could really, on average, say it's worth it is if you are thinking of working and sending money back to Nigeria because of the rate of exchange. But if you are living there, you find that you are almost living from hand to mouth.
You enjoy, let me just say bluntly, you enjoy when you go on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Go there, come back home.
Go quickly and come back home. When you live there, chineke. Okay, let's see if we have another caller. Oh, we have loads of them. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
And the special guest over there.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. My name is Michael. My take this morning is that I look at this country and I look at the our leaders. You see, what I discover is that they use a ladder to ascend to a certain place, to the zenith point to them, and they remove the ladder for the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that they have nothing to offer us. They could not pass nothing down to the next generation.
Mm.
And the generation are crying and weeping, even though, as I heard when you talk about that we used to board a train, I remember there was a trams also, in Lagos Island, trams.
Yes.
They have a trams there.
Tram, yes.
Before. And then now, all those things is not there anymore.
Mm.
And they don't even care for the next generation. They don't even care for what's going to happen in 2030.
Okay, sir.
What's
going to
happen in 2060?
We usually have, it's a minute that we have for you, sir. And we have so many other calls. Can we pick? Thank you very much for your contribution. Can we pick another one? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. Who's speaking?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yes, my name is Femi. I'm calling from Femi.
Your name is?
Femi.
Femi?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to ask a question. I've been longing to ask this.
Can you please put the phone to your mouth? Apparently, you're using speakerphone.
Is it a bit odd?
Sorry.
I wanted to ask, I'm looking at a scenario of Nigeria where politicians defect from one party or the other to the other. What's the feeling like compared to a democracy where we model ours along with like the US, where you belong to the Republican and you have absolutely nothing to do with the Democrats or any other party? Why is it that we easily change ideologies quickly just to get to another party? I want to know what the feeling is like.
Okay, go. You ask that one.
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately, as I said earlier, unfortunately, when you talk about ideology, most of our politicians do not really have an ideology they stick to or what they believe in or what they're passionate about. And then you have parties full of odd bedfellows. They've all come together. And when they were coming together, let's say 1999, 98, 99, it was not about being left of center, right of center. It was about the military must not come back. Let's have, and then you had Solomon Lah, Alex Ekweme, etc., forming the PDP, and you had those going the other way. So maybe we'll begin to get there, and we need to, because it is when we get to the ideological aspect that we will push down on religion, ethnicity, etc., all those other factors. And if those don't go away, then we won't go anywhere.
Okay. Kelvin said I should ask you who your current chairman is.
Which one? The National?
National, yes.
Abakaw Ali. He's from the Northeast.
You've settled all that now?
No, we have no problem. My friend, the former publicity secretary, says he has, he's leading a faction. They're not a faction because they were out of the party before they led anything. So, but that, we still have one or two court cases. But one of the major ones that they went to court and they sued us in Aba, I mean, in, was it Aba? No, Oka. They sued us in Oka. They've lost that. Now okay. They want to go on appeal, but they've lost that. The party is where it is with us at the moment.
So what's the expansion plan of the party?
Yes.
Because you have just one state now.
Yes. And, well, in a few days' time, maybe we'll have to. The Supreme Court just heard the one of Taraba.
Oh, okay.
And everything. But be that as it may, we have one state. We are hoping that Kano will be an exemplary state, especially in northern Nigeria. Mm. And from there, we would grow naturally. Gradually, we would grow. Some of us are working in the southwest. The people there, we have them everywhere. But as we approach 2027, we will see what we've been able to do. You know the talk of the merger coming up everywhere now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's
going to... Are you involved in that?
We're not involved yet, officially. Yeah. But to be fair, I think Professor Patutomi reached out to Senator Kwankoso. But we are not involved officially yet.
Well,
it's a difficult thing, isn't it? Party.
Apart from that, my hopes have been raised so many times about some mega party, and at the end of the day, you know, and I wasn't surprised when the APC just reacted and said you shouldn't take my good friend Pat seriously. And that's because the major problem in Nigeria is with the electorate.
Exactly.
They just don't understand it. I give you an example. You know, there's no way I mention it that you won't get known, but I will still say it anyway. You have somebody you send up to do legislative work and does a Robin Hood on you, mm-hmm. and you think that's the best thing you could have done. Robin Hood in the sense that what is supposed to be for A, mm-hmm. he's brought it home.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Only God knows where he's getting this and that. Ascribes his name to it.
And he's a hero.
That's why I said does a Robin Hood.
No, you see,
if you have an electorate like that,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be very difficult.
You're very right. You know, if I say something now, I'll be quoted. If I want to contest in the future, they'll say, he said this. And it's not in that context. I always say that at times you wonder whether suffrage should be universal. It's a terrible thing to say.
Yes,
because some people have some... When you talk to them, they say, Ele Larry Jensen.
Yeah.
You know? So it doesn't make sense. Those you want to even fight for...
Yes, they don't
those
understand.
Who will tell you that, no. Just the man brought this, he brought this. You understand? So it's a big problem. But I still maintain, sir, that if majority of the so-called middle class... Those who understand, if they were to get involved, then things will change.
Most
of them are not involved.
They've been impoverished.
When I'm hungry, I want to know who's causing me to be hungry. That is me. Some people will go cap in hand to them. People will say, you're the one.
With due respect.
Yeah.
You know why you want to say something contrary? But jokes apart, unfortunately, when people are hungry here, what they look for is food, not who made them hungry.
Yes.
They don't mind.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't mind the Robin Hood. They don't mind the Robin Hood. It's difficult. I would never practice politics here. No.
Oh well.
No way. The best I can do is this one. I would rather serve a military government. Than get myself mixed up in politics. I'm telling you, I'm not saying, my personal opinion, I would rather serve under a military government, because the military government, once you go, need no going back. I can get the work done.
And the military gone, they're Nigerians. You understand?
Today,
the problem is,
of today,
these are being Nigerian.
Yes.
As brilliant as we are, as talented as we are, I said to my sister once, she said, don't you ever say that again. I said, as individuals, we are okay.
Collectively,
our bossy. We are horrible people in this country.
Yes.
Because you know the truth. I said, and that's what the Yorubas call abosi. They know the truth. But they will give you one proverb or the other. Just to sell something else.
A country that voted for good luck because his name had good luck in it. That's big. Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is Marvin, sir.
Yes, please.
I'm calling from Ajayi.
Yes.
Sir, please write it down that somebody said this sometimes this time.
Yes.
That APC has made a mistake.
Yes.
Allowing Konkwazo to board. And I can bet you this time, 2027.
Yes.
6-7 northern states are coming on board. On
Conquest. Amen. Amen.
All right.
I was there.
Okay, sir. We were run out of time. Thank you, sir. Point noted. A quick one because I have just a minute.
Okay.
Is there any chance of Kwakwanso teaming up with the APC today? I know he's had a few meetings.
Yes.
Is this a present for him that, okay, hold on to Kano, but come into the.
I think it would be very difficult.
But nothing is impossible.
Uh-huh. But it will be very difficult. And I think quite a few of his support base will be disappointed.
Mm.
But who knows? It's politics.
It's politics. That's where we end it for today. I'd like to thank Mr. Ladibo Johnson of the
New Nigeria People's Party.
NMPT.
It's
NMPP. NMPP.
Because used to say NMPC.
PC, yeah,
I
so
said, how I wish.
In between.
How I wish I were the national auditor of NMPC.
When I wanted to go, I said, no, my brain was telling me, no, it's not NMPC.
Yeah.
I said, I wish I could be the money one. That's where we landed for today. Thank you very much, Ladibo Johnson. You're going to be here again for another purpose,
okay.
But he hasn't broken yet.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about.
My God's grace.
You know.
I knew.
It's not broken yet. Then you'll be here. I'd like to thank Sheriff. I won't be here tomorrow. I have a very close classmate of mine, Latif Ali, is going to be buried tomorrow. And the least I can do is, even though I'm a daily paid worker, to sacrifice my pay for one day and pay honor to him. So I won't be here. So you won't mind if you excuse me. I've already notified the powers that be. I won't be here tomorrow, but I'll be back on Saturday, okay? God willing. Thank you very much, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.